On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire while we fire six trivia questions at each other, and the person who gets the most wins. And you at home get to win. If you can get six for six, we'll send you something nice in the mail. Maybe.
My water bill.
Yes. Okay. So, Danny, are you ready for question number one?
Of course.
All right. In the U.S., how many Scorpions albums have gone platinum?
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Love Drive did, and I don't think Blackout did. I'm sure those other, the ones like Love at First Sting. I'm going to say three.
Three. You'd be incorrect. The answer is seven.
What?
Yeah. Animal Magnetism, Blackout, Worldwide Live, Love It for Sting, Savage Amusement, Crazy World, and Best of Rockers and Ballads.
Jeez.
Yeah, Scorpions are
I'm
more...
surprised Blackout did. That seemed kind of early.
I think that was the first one, because they played No One Like You on MTV all the time.
Yeah,
even
that's
though
true.
Even though I hate that song, the rest of the album's great. And that's what... You know, put them in the and that and the US Festival put them in the stratosphere. And so, yeah, they rode that wave for like a good 10 years, huh?
Yeah, they were good. I remember we saw them a couple times.
I still think they're good.
Yeah. I my favorite era, though, is the Blackout and Love Drive.
Yeah, I love Love Drive. Taken by Force, too.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I don't really, the things like Big City Nights. What is the point of that song, Big City Nights? Like,
come on,
man. I mean, what about it?
Big City, come on, Big City Nights. We got Scorpions. Well, you know
we're
what?
Scorpions and Big City Nights.
It's their second, English is their second language, so.
Well,
you got to come a little break there. You're not gonna get genius deep lyrics.
I guess not, but I don't know. It is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I like them, of course, but. Those two albums do it for me, the Blackout and Love Drive.
Yeah, I agree. My two favorites, too.
The new Trolls movie, my granddaughter loves, and it's all about different trolls in different styles of music, and there's a rock trolls, where there's a group of trolls that like rock, and one of their songs is Rock Like a Hurricane. So I was FaceTiming with her, and I started playing that song for her, and she was singing along. It's hilarious, a little three-year-old.
Here I am.
Hurricane.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
I can see he's going to be coming to you with shows, huh?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's not like a death metal trolls group, is there, where they burn churches down or anything like that?
No. The hardest they got was just a rock.
Oh, okay. Rock is the hardest. Okay.
There was pop and country and all that kind of stuff.
Electronic?
No.
Did they all get along?
EDM.
Oh. I don't get that. There'll be like 20,000 kids there, and there's a guy on stage with his, you know, Apple computers.
Playing his iPod.
Yeah, and just shaking his head out and wearing a baseball hat. Like, what? I don't get it.
He's the greatest DJ ever.
Ooh, yeah. He can
push play really well.
I don't get it.
All right, so question number one for you. Wait, did I get that one right?
You missed it. You said three, and the answer was seven.
Okay, so here's another one. What do these bands have in common? Van Halen, Aerosmith, Doobie Brothers, Montrose, Bullet Boys, and Cheap Trick.
They're all American bands.
Yes, that would be correct, but that is not what I'm going for.
So, Van Halen,
Aerosmith, Doobie Brothers, Bullet Boys, Montrose, and Cheap Trick.
I'm going to go with, did Ted Templeman produce them?
That is correct. Damn it.
The only reason I got that was the Bullet Boys. I knew that he did really? The Bullet Boys and Van Halen. I had no idea about the other ones.
Yeah. He did a bunch of Doobie Brothers, and he did Montrose's first album. You know,
yeah, I did
know. Classic album that everybody should have.
Yeah, I had no idea about the Doobie Brothers or Cheap Trick. Which Cheap Trick albums? Do we know?
Woke Up With a Monster.
Which is not good.
That first song, the first song on it, great. The title track.
Yeah.
That's a great song. And My Gang, that's another really good song off that album.
But okay.
I think there was one other one around that same era.
Doesn't he have a book coming out?
He does. I have ordered it from Amazon. It's coming out the day we are recording. Today. And Amazon said due to the coronavirus, they are prioritizing their shipping, so they don't know when I'll get it.
Oh, that's wrong. It should be in your mailbox now.
I know. I should protest Amazon.
I mean, you'd probably get a plethora of material to stump me on from that book, so.
Oh, I'm sure. Once I read it, I'll send it to you if you want.
Cool. I'd be very interested.
Yeah. I've heard it's great, so we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully he dishes out all the dirt.
Yeah, that's a lot of dirt there. I mean, Van Halen and Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Just those two. And Bullet Boys.
Yeah, who reformed, by the way, the original band.
Oh, really?
And they were supposed to play last month, and obviously it got postponed, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got VIP tickets to the Jeff Scott Soto and
Jason Beeler
show. Yeah, up in New York.
Have they postponed that yet?
Yeah, they did. It was supposed to be May 22nd.
Well, hopefully they'll reschedule it. Maybe the end of the summer.
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah, bummer. All right.
From what you said, it's awesome.
Yep. All right, you ready? Question number two.
Yep.
The band Vandenberg is back. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
They have an album coming out called 2020. They also have a new lead singer. Who is he?
I have no clue. I didn't know they were back.
Yeah, they're back. It's funny. Vandenberg and Bon Jovi have albums and have the same title, 2020.
Really?
Bon Jovi's just got postponed, and they just canceled their tour. But, yeah, Vandenberg is back. In fact, there's a video. There's a re-record of Burning Heart with the new lead singer. And they've also released another song, which escapes me at this time. But it's on YouTube. So you have no idea. Here's your hint. This guy is also the latest singer for Rainbow with Richie Blackmore. Same guy. Richie Blackmore came out with some shows, and this guy was the lead singer of Rainbow. He's now the lead singer of Vandenberg.
Wow.
And he's from Chile, of all places.
Chile. I don't know.
His name is Ronnie Romero.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh.
Besides the new lead singer for Vandenberg.
This guy can sing. He's kind of Dio-esque.
Yeah.
He's got some major pipes. So, yeah, go out there and check out the latest Blackmore live shows and the new Vandenberg videos. Ronnie Romero from Chile is the lead singer.
All right. I will do that. I like Vandenberg.
And that means you're 0-2.
Yeah, I wasn't really pining away for a new Vandenberg album, but...
I wasn't either. It was a total shock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Adrian has nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, he had the Moon Kings thing. I just think maybe he wanted to play some of his old stuff, so he got a new band together. None of the old guys are there.
I'm not surprised.
I think because, when they tried to steal the name, they tried to reform and call themselves Vandenberg without Adrian Vandenberg. And I guess that didn't fly too good, so, yeah.
I wouldn't think so. That's a joke.
So they weren't asked back, so. And here's a new Vandenberg.
Yeah. Like the the two guys in Journey.
Oh, yeah. Trying to take
Steve
over.
Smith and Ross Valerie.
Oh, bad move, guys.
Yeah, bad move. I would like to hear the conversation where they thought, yeah, that's a good idea. We should take over Journey because people care about Ross Valerie and Steve Smith in the band.
It kind of reminds me, kind of like when Don Felder was pissed at the Eagles because Henley and Glenn Frey basically got the majority of the money and the rest of the guys didn't get as much of a percentage. And Felder was like, bitching and complaining about it. All he had to do was shut up and take his piece of millions.
Yeah. He wanted more.
Yeah, he wanted an equal share right down the middle. And Fry and Henley like, we don't have to do this. We could just keep our solo careers going. So,
yeah.
Joe Walsh said, I'm in. Timothy B. Schmidt, I'm in. Steady gig.
What, I'll only get paid $10 million? All right. I'll suffer through.
I'm playing stadiums and I'm in. Yeah.
Bad. Yeah, I saw Don Felder at Disney at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
I was front row. Yeah, he played for about 40 minutes and it was all Eagles songs. It was great.
Yeah, he actually wrote Hotel California.
Yeah, well, he played, that was the last song he played, and he brought out the double neck Gibson with 12 string, 6 string, and played it on that. It was awesome.
Yeah, he sang the original lead, and then I guess Henley went up behind his back and cut lead on that song too, and the band's guys liked it better with Henley singing. He was pissed.
Oh, man. What a dynamic in that band.
Yeah, that's why they broke up in 1980.
Yeah. All right.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
Question two for you. What are the only two people to be members of Jellyfish for the whole run of the band?
Oh, it's got to be Andy Strummer. And let me think. Roger Manning.
That is correct. It's actually Roger Joseph Manning. Because there's another guy, Roger Manning. But yeah, you got it right.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a cool.
They haven't had too many people in the band. I mean, they had Eric Dover, but he wasn't the original guitar player. And then they had a couple of bass players.
Yeah, one of them was Manning's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just took off and. I don't know why Cat didn't keep him. And there's some killer documentaries on YouTube. If I find the links where I found out about what Andy Strummer's doing now. If you look up where's Andy Strummer, there'll be a video pop up. The guy goes through the whole backstory of what happened to him and what they're doing now.
I did see one where Roger was going through the whole making of Spilt Milk.
Yeah, he does one for Belly Button too.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that there was that. I haven't watched it yet.
But. Yeah, they just sit there at the board listening to it, and he tells stories. So it's kind of interesting if you're into that kind of stuff.
If you like Jellyfish. I mean, if you don't know any of the songs, it's not going to mean anything to you. But you should be a fan of Jellyfish because they're amazing.
Damn right you should be.
I mean, they're definitely not hard rock, but, man, they're great.
Yeah. Should have been bigger. All right, question three for you. What do these three singers have in common when it comes to their career choices or career paths? Vince Neil, Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, and Bruce Dickinson. In terms of their career choices and career paths, what do those three guys have in common?
Vince Neil, Kevin Cronin, and Bruce Dickinson.
Yep. They all did the same kind of thing.
They all left for solo careers and came back.
Correct. Yeah, they all left their band and came back and joined them. Correct. You got it.
Nice.
One for three. Yeah. You're the man.
I'd still be a millionaire baseball player.
Which is weird. But Kevin Cronin, I mean, he left when he rejoined. They started
was
hit
it
their stride.
Before High Infidelity?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was there early on. I think he got fired. A couple years later, he came back. And that's when they started with You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Right.
And from there, went to High Fidelity, and they took off. And nice. They're still together. In fact, did you ever watch Ozark on Netflix?
No. I've been told I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's in its third season. In fact, REO Speedwagon are in the third season.
Really?
They're on there. They play Time for Me to Fly. It's a really well-written show. It's really entertaining.
And is that that's on
Netflix?
Netflix?
Yeah, okay. It's still in their top 10. I mean, what else we got to do? I watched Money Heist, four seasons of Money Heist. I watched Ozark.
I've watched all the movies, all the Marvel movies. There's 22 of those.
Oh, you must have Disney.
Yeah. I've watched most of the Star Wars. I'm going back through all those, watching them in order. I may watch Ozark next.
Yeah, it's Jason Bateman. It's really well written.
All right.
It's about this accountant that gets involved with cartel money.
All right.
And he has to keep working his way to keep his family alive. And they moved to the Ozarks in the middle of Missouri. They're from Chicago, and they moved there. And he has to use his brains to try to keep his family alive. Some interesting characters.
I'll probably watch that next.
Yeah, and in fact, since REO Speedwagon has been in there, I think they have something like 5 of their songs recharted last week.
Really?
Yeah, they're in the top 100 because people were downloading REO Speedwagon songs.
That's funny.
Because most people don't buy music now. They go on Spotify. Now they count streams.
Right.
So 5 REO Speedwagon songs in their top 100.
That's hilarious.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, look who's here. Hi, dear.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Either.
I don't have pie either. No. There's no pie.
There's a chocolate cherry pie in the fridge that I saw. There is a pie. Don't try to...
When was the last time you saw it?
Oh, if it's gone, you girls are deep. You each ate half a pie?
No, I haven't been downstairs. I've had a meeting that was not good.
Oh, boy. Mark said you and Liv sound just alike.
Do we?
Identical.
Aw.
Except you have a little more southern twinge in some of your words, but you guys sound exactly the same.
I can't tell Annie and Libby apart on the phone.
Yeah, I've heard that from someone before.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said that too.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
We're okay, but I'm teaching PE online. I'm just glad I've still got a job.
Okay, Mark and I need to finish.
I'm sorry. I'm working on a poster for school. I had to,
You're so busy.
Okay.
Yeah, very busy. Mark, I don't know about you. I'm working more now than I do when school is like the real thing.
I agree. I'm the same way. I'm putting more hours into it. It's driving me bonkers.
Yep. Well, you guys hang in there.
We'll be okay. I'm sure you guys are fine too.
So far, so good.
Yeah, as long as we have jobs.
Thank goodness for that.
Yep.
Okay. Goodbye.
What
bring me some pie.
I'm not
bringing
pie. What are we on now?
I think we're up to my question number 3 for you.
Okay, I will cut all that out.
Oh, okay. That would be good.
Yes.
Okay, Mark, question number 3 for you. This is a classical music question.
Oh, I'm going to fail.
Going to expand some minds here, maybe. Everybody knows John Williams. He's the father of Joe Williams from Toto, the lead singer Toto.
Mm-hmm.
Has composed the music for many film series. Can you name 3?
3 movies that John Williams has composed?
3 movie series.
Oh, crap. One of them is Star Wars, right?
Yep.
How about Indiana Jones?
Yep.
Series. Oh.
There are 3 more big ones.
Really? There were series, not just one movie.
Right.
God. Star Trek.
No.
I'm going to guess there are Lucas movies, probably. God, I don't know about the third one.
I do think this one was George Lucas, I think.
Because I had Close Encounters on the brain, but I don't think that's right.
He did that one.
Oh, he did? But it's not a series.
That's not one of the series.
But you said series. Well, there's a porn version of Close Encounters. That's kind of a series, isn't it? I don't think he did the...
Did he do the music?
No. Okay. I don't know.
He did Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
All of those. He did the Home Alone movies and Harry Potter series.
Wow. I don't care about Jurassic Park or the Harry Potter movies. I have seen the Home Alones, though. I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
Good quote. The Harry Potter movie, there's a very distinctive music, just like in Star Wars and Indiana Jones. You know the songs when they start playing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, this is really a hard rock and trivia show. Question, though, Danny. I don't know about this. John Williams?
Hey, he is like...
So he gave birth to a son who's a member of Toto. Well, his wife gave birth.
It's a musical question, and people should know, because he's written some unbelievably popular music.
So, all right.
There you go. So you were 2 for 3.
Mm-hmm. And you, what were you?
1 for 3. Phew. Man, I blew it this week.
Yeah. You know, it's like that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, when you don't eat your Wheaties and you just sit around all day working on the computer.
Yeah. I'm certainly sick of that. All right. On that note, good night.